The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Lovely.
All right. We have with us for the fourth week in a row, agent man, Mr. Tom Florey, owner of Florey Insurance.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
We feel like you're a member of the family now. We've spent so much time with you over the last 4 weeks. Thanks for being here with us.
Well, it's a great privilege to be here. Thank you for inviting me again.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And if there's a topic we haven't covered, or if you'd like to be on our show, send us an email and we'll talk about it. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings or search the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. And remember to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So my dad, whose birthday was September 17th, which is today, and I'm feeling like he's close by, was in insurance for many, many years, and you knew him, Tom. So I feel that your discussion with us regarding insurance, as much as my dad loved insurance and real estate, I'm learning so much about insurance because you've spent the last 4 weeks with us, and I'm really enjoying our conversations with you. And today, we're going to talk about a lot of different things that we weren't able to cover the last 3 weeks. And one of the things I'd be interested in knowing as a realtor is when someone files many claims regarding a property that they lived in, whether it be the roof that leaked or things that happened, and they're filing claim after claim after claim, does that follow the person or the home? And is a new buyer of that home going to have a hard time placing insurance because of all the previous claims on that property? Does it follow the person or the property or both?
Actually, it follows both. It does follow the address wherever the claim was presented. The reason it does is they want to know what actually the house did in the last several years, you know, whether the roof came off or the plumbing was bad or whatever. So the individual, when they file a claim, it goes with the house. So when you buy that house, it could very well be that you, when you go to buy insurance, that it will show up that there was a claim there. It also follows the individual. And I think it's very, very important for the individual to think many, many times before they make a claim. First of all, you want to make a claim that's covered. A lot of times people will call up and say, oh, this happened or whatever, and it's not covered under the policy. So therefore, you might want to call the agent and say, listen, this happened to me. Is it covered? I want to make sure. Because once a claim is presented, it goes in the file. Even though they don't pay anything, it's still marked as a claim. Insurance companies would rather pay a $100,000 or $200,000, $300,000 claim than 10 $50 claims. Because 10 $50 claims is what they call claim frequency. So there's some problem there that is causing a number of claims, and it's only time when that big claim is going to occur, and therefore before it occurs, they won't want to be a part. Now, one of the things is that a homeowner's policy, an insurance company can't get off because of claim frequency.
They can't.
Can't cancel your policy. They can on the automobile, but they can't on the house.
They could just keep raising your rates.
They keep on raising the rate, and that's exactly what they do. So one of the things that I would suggest to most people is to take the highest deductible you can afford.
You told us that in the first show.
Right. Absolutely. If it's $2,500 or if it's $5,000, because you don't want to look like you're a claim maker. And it's a crazy thing, but the insurance company gets a picture of you through a piece of paper. So whatever that paper shows, you know, whether it's claim frequency or it's this or that, whatever, that's what they have to judge you on. They don't get to meet you or talk to you. The agent does, but he's not the guy that's presenting the policy. You know, the insurance company is. So what you want to do, and especially with the computers today, used to be able to say, well, you know, I had no claims and nobody would ever be able to document it. But now, because of the computer, they push a button and they know exactly.
They see everything, yes, exactly. In an instant, right.
They know your credit score. They know how many claims you've had. They know all that kind of stuff. So when you're buying insurance or you're dealing with insurance, you should look good on a piece of paper. Good credit score and no claims.
So insurance companies, when they're pricing out a premium for homeowners insurance, car insurance, whatever, they're also running credit.
Absolutely. And if, in fact, you don't pay your bills have a bad credit score, then your premium will be higher than if, in fact, you pay your bills and you have a good credit score. The other thing is, and just to go off this a little bit, on automobile insurance, if you let your automobile insurance cancel for more than 30 days, your premium will double when you come back to buy insurance. So it's very, very important that you keep your automobile insurance. You might take all the coverages off. You know, just keep the liability and basic minimum if that's all you can afford. But don't let that policy lapse, because if it lapses, the only guy that's going to make extra money is the insurance agent, because the premium is going to be double. And we certainly don't want that to happen.
Very good advice. How long have you been providing insurance, all types of insurance?
Well, I've been in the business since 1965, and our agency has been in business since 1970. So that's most likely around 46 years.
And you're located?
In Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, and the address is 1186 Winola Road. And we're located right next to right down from the state hospital, Clark Summit State Hospital.
And how does someone contact you, please?
The telephone number is 570-587-2615.
Okay. How about on a property, in a home, in a backyard, we have multiple things for our children to enjoy.
Lots of hazards.
Gym sets, trampolines, skateboards, you name it. Pools. What do you have to say about that regarding insurance, please?
The insurance companies are really, really concerned about those kind of products. For example, the pool. If, in fact, there's not a fence around it, It creates an exposure, let's say at night, if it's an in-ground pool, the individual's walking by, they might never see it and all of a sudden fall in, or there might be ice on it and the kids get on it and all of a sudden they break through the ice, and so the exposure has to have some kind of a fencing around. The above the ground pool has to have some kind of a fencing with some kind of a gate that will keep children out of the pool. The trampolines is something that there's not many. I don't know of really any insurance company that'll take a trampoline because of the fact that, you know, many of the times they're out there unsupervised and people will get hurt and injured with
yes,
a trampoline.
Yes, our neighbor's child did.
Yeah, I was out watching them bounce around and all of a sudden a kid was screaming and He broke his leg. One of the other kids jumped on him and he broke his leg.
It was not our trampoline.
And before you know it, that neighbor that you really liked, you don't like anymore because he's suing you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a crazy thing, but it seems like that's another thing that, you know, I should mention is that if in fact you have a claim, you have 2 years to pursue that claim. So the first thing you don't want to do is go to a lawyer. The first thing you want to do is listen to the insurance company. And if they say things that you don't like after 6 months or a year, whatever it is,
then you can take them.
Then you go to a lawyer, because that lawyer is going to take a percentage of whatever you get. And sometimes the insurance company would have given you the money anyway. So the first thing you want to do, the first thing I would do is I would call my insurance agent and say, what's up? You know, am I going to get paid, or what is the adjuster going to take care of me? And the agent will say, listen, sit down with the adjuster, negotiate what you think is right. And if he doesn't tell you the things that are right, then go get a lawyer. But don't go get a lawyer immediately, because you don't know what the insurance company is going to offer.
Okay, how about trees? Large trees that are on lines. Like one day it's my tree, the next day it's the neighbor's tree. And it comes flying down and smashes
into my garage.
There you go. A car.
And crushes my car in the garage.
There you go.
Okay, and that's a liability claim for the neighbor if you're protected as far as the tree is concerned. You have usually $500 to $1,000 to get the tree taken away.
Mm.
You know, so if the tree goes down and you have to have it sawed and taken, picked up and taken away, then you usually have anywhere from $500 to $1,000 to have that done. So, but if it falls on your building, you're covered. So therefore, the building would be covered. Is
I'm covered under my insurance?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
You know,
but it's a neighbor's tree. Why do I have to make a claim on my insurance?
Well, what you can do is you pay your insurance company and they'll subrogate against the other individual.
Okay.
But in many cases, the insurance companies don't want to go through that. The neighbor will pay for the building or whatever damage it does. So, I mean, it's a matter of just working with people to make sure that those things are covered. If the insurance company doesn't want to do something, then you do something else or whatever. But always negotiate with the person that created the problem.
Well, I have a story.
Do you now?
Several years ago.
Do you now?
Not my house, my office. We had tornado-like winds.
Oh, yeah.
And a flat roof on a neighboring building came flying off that building, must have hit my flat roof on my building, punctured my flat roof, and then landed on the other side of my building into the alleyway. It was quite a mess. So I tried to reach out to the property next door that had this flat roof, and their insurance company called me. Very nice person, very nice man. But under no circumstances were they going to pay for my punctured roof. So our adjuster came out, gave us a check, and my roof was repaired. But they didn't claim any responsibility because it was an act of God. It was an act of nature.
And that's a possibility, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's always that. To me,
yeah, blew the roof right off the neighbor's building, and it bounced off our roof and ended up in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's some of the reasons why they won't cover it is if it's an act of nature. But on the other hand, a lot of companies will not go to court on something like that. It depends on the amount. If it's a
well, I wouldn't even consider taking that road. But I did think that.
Well, it was still a claim we had to make up on our own insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, my roof was leaking. Yeah. I had to get it fixed.
Had a big hole in it.
Yeah.
And you had to pay the deductible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the rates went up. Did the rates go up?
No.
No, they didn't? Okay.
That was years ago, but they do now.
Oh, they do now. Oh, okay.
Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a three-bedroom home at 73 Jefferson Street in Simpson for only $62,000. This home sits on a large 50 by 150 lot. It has a large driveway with plenty of off-street parking and a two-car garage. This home needs some TLC, but a little bit of work can go a long way. That's a three-bedroom home with a large two-car garage at 73 Jefferson Street in Simpson for only $62,000, and that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have some Scranton multi-list statistics from the from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors for counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, Wyoming for single-family homes. In the last 30 days, how did people pay for these homes? 20% paid cash. They did not go to a bank and receive financing. 50% went with a conventional type of mortgage. That's the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type of loan. 23.8% went with the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration type of mortgage. 1.5% used rural housing. And 3.1% used a Veterans Administration, a VA type of mortgage. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you?
Very good. We're back, and we're going to learn some more about insurance.
We've been learning a lot in the last 4 weeks. We have with us agent man, Mr. Tom Flory, owner of Flory Insurance, located in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Absolutely great.
And thank you. Your birthday is in the very near future. We're not going to say exactly when, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you
and
very,
many
very
more.
Much.
Happy
very
healthy much. Birthdays.
Yes.
Okay. First half of the show, we were talking about liability insurance, trampolines, pools, trees. What else? Gym sets and all those items,
all
that
those little things
that people have fun on but sometimes cause some,
right, the insurance company doesn't want to know you have a trampoline in the backyard,
pain and suffering. Yes. Okay, so this half of the show, it's our last time together
for a while.
Yeah,
you'll
for
be
a
back.
While
you'll
be back. I figured I'd just turn it over to you and say, you know, what do you want to tell us about that we haven't covered in the last 4 weeks, please?
Well, one of the things I think that's very, very important, and I hope that people have taken from what I've said, is that it's important to sit down with an agent and go over the coverages. You know, for example, like automobile insurance, there's 36 different discounts that you can get on automobile insurance. When you have a child going to school, you know, what's the age that he's covered under? Some policies, if he's under 23 years of age, he's covered. Some policies say that if he's a full-time student, he's covered and he lives in the dormitory. Some policies say that if he has an address and he receives mail at that address, that he needs a tenant policy. And everybody in that room that lives with him should have a tenant policy, so because he's not covered.
Even if you go away to college and you're in a dorm?
If you're in a dorm, you're covered under your 10% of your contents coverage in that for that or individual. But if, in fact, you live off of campus and you have your own address, therefore, you need a tenant policy, and you need one for everybody that lives with you. The other thing is if you're a part-time student and you're over 23, you're not covered by the homeowner's policy or a lot of the policies. So therefore, it's very important to sit down and go over with the agent. How about storage? If, in fact, you have your items put in storage, some policies cover that. Some policies don't cover that. So there are so many variables that it's very, very important that you go over these things with the agent. The other thing that that I hadn't talked about, but I do think that's very, very important, is liability insurance. And in the form of what they call an umbrella or excess liability. And that's something that everybody should most likely have, because you don't know who you're going to hit. You don't know who you're going to injure. It could very well be. And everybody says, well, you know, I don't have anything. Well, I guarantee you, you will not have anything.
You'll never have anything.
Because they will take everything that you have and most likely will ever have in a liability lawsuit. So therefore, it's very, very important to have some kind of umbrella, which would cover you up to maybe $1 million. The umbrella also covers slander. It also covers defamation of character, invasion of privacy, bodily injury, and mental anguish. So all these things are covered where a regular policy wouldn't cover it. So if you bought an umbrella, you could harass people much more. You know, you see what I mean?
Oh, so I'm
you
covered. Could say, so if I slander somebody else.
I remember you when you were younger. I'm suing you for that. Okay.
I got an umbrella.
I got an umbrella.
Call so, Tom Flory.
So it's very, very important. Like I said, there are 36 discounts on your automobile policy. There's advanced quoting. There's discounts for a single parent. There's a discount if you have a manufactured home. If you're a teacher, if you're a fireman, if you're a policeman, if you do advanced quoting. So don't wait to the last minute to get a quote. Quote that policy 15 days in advance. Discount. Those discounts stay with you forever. You know, so it's not something that you get. Also, some of these companies have some great, great deals. They put a little device in your car, and if you're one of the good guys and you drive half decent, you get up to 30%. One company goes up to 40%. You know, take that advantage. You don't even have to buy the policy. You just call the agent and say, listen, I want to take that test. And all you do is plug it into the car, and it takes, in 30 days, they'll know whether you're going to get any kind of discount.
What are they watching? What are they looking at? Are they looking out at the road, or are they looking in the interior of the car? Because like,
I want to see how fast you go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they're trying to track your speed.
Actually, the most important thing is when you're at a red light, you don't put it to the floor, and you burn the tires, and you're racing down the road next to somebody saying, "I won." You know what I'm saying?
Can tell you right now, I don't qualify.
Well, I took it, and I got a zero.
Did you really?
Yeah, but it didn't affect my... I'm going to take it again, too. You know, because
yeah, taking that now, test until
now I know what to do. You see,
well, 40% off is huge, and that caught my interest. But I'm going to be very honest; I don't know that I would pass myself here.
Well, you can't flunk. You know, you just don't get the discount.
All right.
So they don't come and take your license away because you're doing 180 miles an hour. The other thing is the quick stops where you put that brake on quick and slam it down. They don't like that.
I'm a realtor. I run late for everything. Don't I, dear?
Oh, my God.
But
never, dear. You are punctual.
You don't know. You know, it could very well be that you might think that you're not a good driver, but you're really not bad.
Well, I have a cup of coffee in one hand. I could be considered somebody that's a distracted driver.
No, you don't text and you don't talk
on
the phone.
No, I don't. I don't text. No, that's one thing I won't do.
And no talking on the phone. Well, you have the Bluetooth. You could just, looks like you're talking to yourself driving down
the
road.
Yeah, it does.
She's absolutely out of her mind.
And people have said that I saw you when you were driving down the street talking to yourself. Oh, well.
Well, but it's very, very important. And these insurance companies, see, what they used to do 100 years ago when I was an underwriter, we used to take statistics. And we take statistics in Scranton and so on and assign a price. Now what they're doing is saying, listen, there are some good drivers out there. And they shouldn't be paying what the masses are paying. So we're going to give those guys a good deal. And you can get up to 30 or 40% off your policy.
That's significant. That's a lot.
Yeah. They used to do it by accident. You know, if you had an accident, they'd increase it. And you had two, they increase it again and then get in. Now they do it because I slammed on the brakes or I didn't slam on the brakes or whatever. So they take that individual and put him in a group that will get a major, major discount. And a number of companies have that. So it's important to, I only know one company that will do it if you're not and actually, even if you don't have their policy, you can do it with that company to see how good you are, then maybe go to another company and get a discount. So it doesn't matter. At least you can try and there's no penalties.
Okay, good. What else do you have? Because we are quickly running out of time.
Anything well, just to give you, some discounts, for example, multi-car discount can be anywhere from 17 to 28% for multi-cars.
Yeah, we have a bunch of cars.
So sometimes adding a car, you actually reduce the price. Now, what I'm saying is you have full coverage on the car and you only have liability on the other car. So now, because you only have liability, the increase is very nominal, and the and discount's great because you have full coverage. The snapshot or the discount for the driving ability. 5 years accident-free can be up to 21%. Education can be up to 20%. So there's a number of discounts that you can get.
So ask questions.
Ask questions and make sure that you get all the discounts that are available.
Okay. Tom Flory, Flory Insurance out of Clark Summit. Your contact information,
570-587-2615.
Excellent. Thanks for spending so much time with us. We really learned a lot.
Thank you very, very much for inviting me, and it's been a great honor to be here.
Thank you.
The pleasure was all ours, sir.
Thank you.
Pat?
Yes. We have a beautifully remodeled 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in Old Forge at 641 South Main Street for $152,000. This home has a new kitchen with granite countertops, tile floors, and new stainless steel appliances. The first floor bath and laundry room are brand new. It also has beautiful hardwood floors throughout the entire house, and the whole house has just been painted. It also sits on a large 50 by 150 lot with a large detached 2-car garage. And this is what I like the best. It also has low taxes that are less than $2,000 a year. That's a beautifully remodeled 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a 2-car garage at 641 South Main Street in Old Forge for $152,000. And that's listed by Barbara McKnight of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.